USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An earthquake that hit the Bakersfield, California area was felt over 150 miles away. Jason Ballman is the Southern California Earthquake Center communications manager. He tells Fox News what he felt.
Most of us in the rest of Southern California felt really light rolling shaking. I myself, sitting at home where I live in Long Beach, which is southwest LA County, I felt really light, slow rolling kind of shaking. It lasted for about 20 seconds, and based on what we know, that when you feel that kind of light rolling shaking, that usually means it's coming from a distant earthquake, and sure enough it was.
The epicenter of the 6.4 magnitude earthquake was 11 miles from Ridgecrest, California. The earthquake was felt as far away as Las Vegas. And President Trump is considering issuing an executive order on including a citizenship question in the U.S. Census. That's according to the political website Axios. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says he'll speak on behalf of our great country at his Salute to America Independence Day event at the National Capitol. The president is set to deliver remarks Thursday evening at the Lincoln Memorial. He's also ordered the Pentagon to stage military demonstrations, including a flyover of jets, helicopters, and other aircraft. Republican Congressman from Missouri, Josh Hawley, is a fan of what the president is doing.
Oh, I mean, listen, I'm delighted that the president wants to be involved and participate. I think past presidents have participated in the celebration on July the 4th. It's a great tradition.
Peoria, Arizona is a suburb of Phoenix, and this year the city is doing something different for those who struggle with crowds and noises on the 4th of July. The Peoria Sports Complex is having a noise-canceling atmosphere for children with autism or sensory needs. Luke Parker is with the Peoria Adaptive Recreation Center, and he tells Fox 10 in Phoenix.
We've got different sensory boards that we made that have different textures and feels or things you can fidget with. There's one that has locks and door handles.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Retirees will collectively lose $3.4 trillion, that's with a T, in potential income they could spend during their retirement because they claim Social Security at a financially suboptimal time, or that could cost the average person $110,000 per household. That's at least according to a new report out from United Income. Chris Hogan's a financial expert, and he tells Fox News it's all about communicating once you get close to that retirement age.
I think the discussion about this money and the right money moves really helps people gain in knowledge to understand what's going on and the right kind of timing. But too often, Dana, people aren't talking about this. They're left to their own devices, and then they're kind of picking and choosing what moves to make at the right time. So let's eliminate the guesswork. Sit down with an investment professional, but not just anyone. You want to work with someone that has the heart of a teacher.
Hogan also shares some tips on how to find a trusted financial advisor.
Well, I think you start off with family and friends to find out if they know of anyone that they're working with. And if not, you know, go to someone you trust. So start with family and friends, then go to trusted resources.
Joey Jaws Chestnut is again the hot dog eating champion.
With 71 hot dogs and buns, 12 victories in Coney Island, the champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
That audio courtesy of ESPN2, and Chestnut ate those 71 hot dogs in 10 minutes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.